So you've added a starter at the very minimum on defense, and at the max, you've added an amazing and elite playmaker, a guy who strips, gets the ball away, takes the ball away via interception. This is huge for this defense.
Yeah, he gets picks, and he also makes TFLs. You know, he's one of three players in the league since he entered the league to be way up in the statistical categories of tackles for loss and interceptions and tackles. So he does it all over the football field. And when you think about what Romeo Crennel can do with this guy, Drew, you can line him up in a variety of places. And they love versatility, right? You have Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt, Whitney Mercilus up front. But Matthew can play in that front as well from time to time. Plus, he's a great cover guy. And I think it's not just that. It's the intangibles. He's infectious as a leader, as a teammate. You can just see it in social media. It blew up when the word got out that he was going to sign with the Texans. And all the teammates reacted on social media. There was a lot of love instantly. He's got a lot of fans around the league and out of the league as well.
And, you know, in talking with him, because you met with him on the radio. I had the one-on-one that you just saw. He brings up these teammates. He's a fan of them. I mean, think about it. Jonathan Joseph, Aaron Colvin, J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Mercilus. Those were all names that he brought up on his own, saying, I'm really excited to play with these guys, and it's huge. He also discussed, like you just mentioned, Romeo Crennel. Romeo Crennel was an attractive part of coming to the Houston Texans. He took, talking about Tyrann Mathieu, less money to come here than other places.
This is huge because when you look at that secondary, you added Aaron Colvin already. And we talked about him as a slot corner, nickel corner, but he was quick to point out, hey, I can play outside as well. Yeah. Who knows where they line him up? I mean, Romeo's probably upstairs in his lab right now coming up with stuff. And then you've got Tyrann Mathieu, and you're able to mix and match in different defensive formations. And I think that when he gets on the football field, it's going to be a collective kind of rub-off effect on the rest of the defenders. So you're going to see really great dividends paid from Tyrann Mathieu from the get-go. He's got to stay healthy like everybody else, but the defense just got a lot better through this free agency class.
Yeah, and you and I, we all talk about all the time how this defense has got to get better at taking the ball away. They only got 15 in 2017. They only had 11 interceptions, four fumbles recovered. You think that jumps with him, and that only helps out Deshaun Watson. And number four was an integral part of this process as well. Being attractive as a quarterback and being such a playmaker, that's cool in Matthew's eyes. But Deshaun Watson said in a video on the NFL Network, hey, I was talking back and forth with Matthew, trying to get him to come here.
Well, what does Bill O'Brien always say about his favorite kind of player? They love football, right? Well, Tyrann Mathieu clearly loves football. Watson loves football. Watt loves football. And you mentioned it, you know, Watson tweeting about Mathieu and Watt, who was really recruiting hard for the Houston Texans and, you know, what was going on behind the scenes. It's funny with these coaches and the whole organization. In the draft, you know, you pick a guy, he's yours. Free agency, you are doing some recruiting. It's not just about the money. So it's like, why is this a good fit? And clearly he could have gotten more reportedly elsewhere, and he really wanted to come here, like you said. So it's a tremendous addition. He wants to be here. Yeah, it's a one-year deal, but that kind of feeds into his desire to play really well, and you'll get to negotiate with him before he hits the market next year. So let's hope it all works out.
Yes, and if you're negotiating with him, that means something great has happened on the field with him. So let's hope for some negotiations, and let's hope that you're back with us after the break, because Texans 360 rolls on. We've got to go and do likes and stuff a little later, but in just a moment, we're going in the fill room. Get your popcorn, because I did.